One of the main parts of the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is the Chelik of Aleinu L'Shabeach, which we do in Tfilas Musaf on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and the Kriyas that we do B'Shas Avodah on Yom Kippur. Others relate the Nigin that we do B'Shas Avodah in Musaf even to the Zman of B'Smidash itself. That's where the Nigin that comes dates back to the Zman Abayis. The Lavush says that you open down Akedush B'Shas, you do the Aleinu L'Shabeach, is to be doing it, okay, and God comes Lifnai V'Lifnim. So the Avodah that takes place, that we do on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, has quite a great Rashivas in Avodah Sayyid. Tfilas Aleinu, let's first discuss Aleinu, then we'll move across to the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Tfilas Aleinu, Aleinu L'Shabeach, in Kolboy says, the one who was Masakin, it was Yeshua Ben Nun. Kolboy says he has Kabbalah, the Liyabah brings it down, Yeshua Ben Nun, and he says that Yeshua, Peshas, came to Yerichoy, and he was Menatzeach over there, so he was Masak in this tefillah, and he said that's why he signed his name at the beginning. He says, Aleinu, that starts with the word Aleinu, is the iron, that's for the Hoshea, the iron of it. Then Yishaloy Hasan, who's the next pasuk, is the Shien. The next one is Vanachnu Kerim, is with the Vav. And then he says, Hu Elekeinu Einoi, it is the Hei, Hoshea, Yishua Ben Nun, Chasmet, his name, in the tefillah of Aleinu. We say it always at the end of davening. The Rebush says he said at the end of davening, in order, when you go, we say, Vanachnu Kerim, Mishnachnu Moedim, so you bow when you say that tefillah, so you ask, Kilu Rishusun Rebbeinu Shleilim, to leave the Bismedish, like ever that goes away from the Rebbeinu Shleilim. So the Kriya that we do in Aleinu is quite an integral part of the tefillah. The Nusach that we say in davening is, Vanachnu Kerim, Mishnachnu Moedim. You see some people are medactic, Vanachnu Kerim, they bend their knees when they say Vanachnu, and then Kerim, Mushtach, Kerim, you bend your knee, and afterwards, Mushtach, you bow forward. The Derech Hachaim, the Nesivus already writes it, and others write it. That's the real correct way of doing it, is just like you say, Mushtach, so we bend, so to the Kerim goes with the Kriya. We don't do Mushtach properly. The real Mushtach is to put yourself all the way down over the ground. Or we don't do that properly, so to Kerim really would mean to kneel down on the floor, but at least to show that you're doing it. The Ravosh says the reason why we do it is, even though it says, Vanachnu Kerim Mushtachim Moedim, doesn't mean that now we're doing it. But we can't say that we were asking for the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Shebizechet, the Bismikdosh, to do the Avodah properly. Vanachnu Kerim Mushtachim, that's what we do. So the same way, if you're saying that's what we do, you have to do it, imply that we are doing the Kriya, the same way as they used to, otherwise it's like being made Shekhen yourself. In the Malchus of Rosh Hashanah, that's the whole year round. It's a takana of a tefillah that Yeshua Ben Nun says. We say at the end of davening, like the Vush says, in order to ask permission before you leave the Beis Medrash. On the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, it's a different takana that comes from Rav and Ian Tefillah. In Eitz HaTefillahs, he says that Rav, the Tana of Palik, he was the one that put it as part of the Nusach HaTefillah on Rosh Hashanah. The Kriya that we do, B'Shas Aleinu L'Shabeach, and the Kriya we do in Yom Kippur, B'Shas Avodah, really has two completely different meanings. The Kriya that we do in Aleinu L'Shabeach, that's a Kriya of Achno. V'anachnu Kerim u'mushtachim u'moedim l'fnei melech ma'an chamlach ha'makadosh baruch hu. It belongs in Malchus in Rosh Hashanah, because we makabel upon ourselves on Malchus Shamayim. And the way of Evet is makabel, moros, makabel, that there's a master, and I machnia myself to my master, is a way of bowing down, like you bow down in front of a melech. And Yom Kippur has a completely different mashmoes, like we'll see soon. The malchus that we do on Rosh Hashanah, v'anachnu kerim mushtachim u'moedim, is already mentioned in the Rishonim. Like we said, Rav put it as a chelik of the Nusach HaTfilah, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, it belongs as part of the Tfilah, but the Kriya isn't mentioned at the earlier date. The earliest we have is from the Tkuf of the Rishonim, the Maril. Maril says in Menoge Maril that when you used to say Vanachnu Kerim on Rosh Hashanah, you used to bow down. Interesting, in Shulchan Aruch isn't brought down when you get to Rosh Hashanah at all. It's brought down twice in the Ramah. The Ramah brings it down in Hilchas Tefillas Apayim in Kuf Lamed Aleph. He brings it down that when you're allowed to bow and when you're not allowed to bow. And he says when you bow on Yom Kippur, like those who bow down on Yom Kippur, this is the way you should do it. And so too, Hilchas Yom Kippur brings it down. Rosh Hashanah, Hilchas Rosh Hashanah doesn't bring it down. The Magen Avraham already says that some people have the minhag to do it on Rosh Hashanah. Some people have the minhag on Rosh Hashanah, and even on Yom Kippur, you only do it by the Avodah, not by Aleinu L'Shabeach. Others have a differentiate between Aleinu L'Shabeach and Avodah, whether everybody does it, or only the Chazm does it. Various minhagim in Klal Yisrael, who does the Kriya B'Shas the Avodah and B'Shas Vanachnu Kerim. Others have the minhag that on Shabbos you don't do Somebody told me that he used to dominate Eretz Yisrael in Torah Rabbah, Rav Chaim Pinchas Shabrik. As he remembers that they never used to do it on Shabbos. The Shalavom already brings down the minhag not to do it on Shabbos. And the Shalavom says the reason not to do it on Shabbos is very interesting. Two reasons. Reason number one is perhaps you're going to get yourself dirty, you're going to get dust on your clothing, and it's a chashash. You're going to go over a malacha, therefore maybe you don't do it, either that reason, or because of mashveh gumus. It's not going to be, the floor's not going to be flat. And just like we find gezeiras that Chazal did, that you shouldn't play games and certain things in order that you shouldn't make it the flat floor. So Yom Tov should L'chor should be better on that front of it. It's very interesting. If those reasons L'chor should apply, and Yom Kippur, and because the onus is a bit less kal on Yom Kippur on Shabbos, that should be a difference. Interesting. But Kapparim, there are those that have the minig that they don't do on Shabbos. When it got to Noshim also, the Biskorov said that when he came to, in Litva, he never knew of such a thing that the ladies doing Kriya of Anachnu Kerim. And then all of a sudden he came to Berlin, he saw that they did over there of Anachnu Kerim. It was the first time he was exposed to Bechalta Zamanik. Minogim Shenim, and it's Israel, the ladies don't do it. The ladies a lot do have the meaning that they do it. We're not going to show them these things. When you do it, whether you do it on Shabbos or whether the Noshim do it. Back upon him, the Yom Kippur, most people do it. Like it's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, and even Rosh Hashanah, most of us have the meaning that we do a Kriya. In Quiet Shema Esra, isn't brought down clearly in the Poskim whether you do Vanachnu Kerim. Vanachnu Kerim was always mentioned as Chazal Sashatz. Rabbi Yashiv, it's brought down from Rabbi Yashiv and the Sefer Uvdus on Hogus brings down from the Biskarov the same, but that's what he used to do. The same way as the Rabush says at the end of, when you say Aleinu at the end of davening, Vanachnu Kerim, you bend, because you can't say Vanachnu Kerim and you don't bend. The same in the Quiet Shema Esra, when you say Vanachnu Kerim, you should also bend the same. So people are used to doing a proper kriya down on the ground, b'shas chazos hashatz, when you say aleinu l'shabach, but l'chore, one ought to do also in the quiet shemnesser, b'shas to do v'anachnu kerim, as much as we always do b'aleinu. So those people who do v'aleinu with their knees, and then they bend, is the same as shemnesser, if you bend, whatever you do, and usually when you say aleinu, l'chore should be done, applied the same way when the quiet shemnesser, when you say aleinu. The reason why we do on Yom Kippur is the Mishnah in Yuma. The Mishnah says, as B'shas, that the Kohen said the Shema Mafurish, and Klal Yisrael heard Shema Mafurish, Yetzim B'Pi Kohen Gadol. Yetzim B'Pi Kohen Gadol says the Tzra Amoy, the uncle of the Bais Yosef, he opened his mouth, it was Yetzah. You don't say Yetzim B'Pi Kohen Gadol, you don't express a way of a person speaking, isn't it went out. He speaks, he spoke, he said. It's not Yetzim B'Pi Kohen Gadol, it came out of him, says the Tzra Amoy. Yetzim B'Pi Kohen Gadol, he just opened his mouth to say the Shema Mafurish, and it came out from itself. It came out to his mouth, unless that he just got himself ready to say it, and Rabbeinu Shlomo and took those words out of his mouth. Yetzim B'Pi Kohen Gadol, Shema Mafurish, and then Klal Yisrael heard the Shema Mafurish, and they did a Kriya. That Kriya is a different Kriya to the Kriya of Malchus. When we do Vanachnu Kerim, it's a Kriya of Mekabel upon ourselves, El Machu Shemam, we machnia ourselves to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. The Radvaz says that when Shomu Shema Mafurish and they did the Kriya, that Kriya was when you hear the Shem Hashem, it's so awesome, it brings a Zah Yira upon a person, it's scale, I'm not able to stand in front of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. It's not that I'm being machnia myself to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, it's a fear in front of such a Azach, which has so much kedusha to it, I'm not able to keep myself afloat, to stand up before the Rabbeinu Shlomo. It's achnotik azach of not being machnia too, but not being able to stand in front of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. The so too expresses himself, both avodas and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, two completely separate avodas. The avodah of Anachnu Kerim is mekabel upon ourselves, Ol Machu Shamayim, and the avodah of Yom Kippur is an avodah of a here the Rabbeinu Shlomo, mazah here, and maybe I'm being machnia myself before the Rabbeinu Shlomo. The Kohen Gadol himself.
The ones who bought it, yeah.
The ones who bought him over there, yeah. This was Klal Yisrael hearing it, and this is the Shem HaFirish. The Shem itself had the Kedusha, where the Kohen Gadol was holding by, wasn't holding by, but saying the Shem HaFirish automatically bought a year upon Klal Yisrael. The Avodah that we do in Yom Kippur is also an Avodah of Nishalmim Purim Sefaseinu. Nishalmim Purim Sefaseinu, we say, we reminisce what happened, B'Shas, the when we had the Beis Hamikdash, and we emulate what the Kohen Gadol did. We don't go lifnayv lifnayim, but we say, this is what the Kohen Gadol did, and we hope that by saying that, it brings a kapara upon us. And we say, just like the Kohen Gadol, when he did it, bought all these kapara, so too us, by saying these psukim, should bring upon ourselves this kapara. So the Aveda is quite different. Both involve a kriya and a shlachbo, but it's quite a different kriya. When we go down on Rosh Hashanah, B'Shas Aleinu, so the way to do the kriya is ואנחנו קוראים משתחת ומועדים לפני מלך מלכם לוחם הקודש ברוך הוא תל הקודש ברוך הוא מפורש שמסי, that's the end of the career ואנחנו קוראים משתחת ומועדים בזמן לפני מלכם מלכם הקודש ברוך הוא and after one picks one head up but תל הקודש ברוך הוא, that's all part of the career. Now, when is it mutter to do a career, when is it not mutter to do a career? Is it something which is negat, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and negat to the rest of the year? The Pasuk says, the Torah says that every maskis, the person isn't allowed to bow down on a stone. Only in the Bais HaMikdash, and anywhere else, one isn't allowed to, even if you do it for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oh, but there's Issa Deraisa to do push-up to down raglaim on outside the Bais HaMikdash. Say the Rishonim, Kabbalah and Kabbalah, that there's enough kimina between Pishat Adam Raglam is not. Pishat Adam Raglam, when a person puts himself flat out on the ground, that's also on Evamaskis on a stone, anywhere not in the Bais HaMikdash. If a person does the Shtachavo, is what most of us do on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we bow down on our knees and we put the head down on the ground, then there's no Issa D'oraisa. But it's also Midrabbanan in two ways. Either it's also Midrabbanan if a person bows down on his knees and it's on stone. So the Mufarshim talk about our stones like this, depends how it's made. These ones over here, a lot of them are made out of shayish, a coating of stones over here, that's got a din of a stone. If it's made out of a brick, that's called levena, it's not considered even, there's no Issa D'oraisa. But if a person bows down on a stone, then it's Issa D'oraisa and does Pishat Yadayim Raglaim. Hishtachavo on a stone is also Midrabbanan, or Pishat Yadayim Raglaim not on a stone is also Midrabbanan. Those two things are also Midrabbanan. If you don't do Ishtachavo on a carpet, really there's no Issa. But we do on Yom Kippur, if we have carpet in the shul, and most of us don't do Pishat Yadayim Raglaim, then really there's no Issa involved at all, not even Issa D'rabbanan. It's either Pishat Yadayim Raglaim on the other things besides for stone, or Ishtachavo on a stone. But if you've got a carpet and you're doing no Pishat Yadayim Raglaim, really there's no Issa. So why do we put the paper over there? No, Vata Prime says it's a Zagzera, it's not even the Issa D'rabbanan, not really Issa D'rabbanan, but the Vata Prime says the minig is, pardon? A granite form. So if it's stones really, over here, that's stone, then it's a problem, then it's a D'oraisa, then it could be a problem for the D'oraisa. Then you have to have a sheet, then you need to have a sheet, or... So really the real place to put the sheet is under the head. The Rambam says under the head. People don't know, people put it by the knees and think. The real place is by the head. If you put by the knees and not the head, it's not really enough. If you do by the knees... Pardon? That's the kind of deep ground. Actually, that's what's going on the minute to do under... The real place is under the head. But that's the tackle is really why we put it over there is because in order not to be over an Issa D'rabbanan, let's say if a person do Pishat Yadayim Raglaim, put himself flat out on top of a stone, which would be an Issa D'oraisa. So the way to get out of it would be to put either to do on your side or according to others to put something in between. The Rambam says you put something between under the head, then it's not considered that you've done a fully fledged Pishat Yadayim Raglaim, then it's alright. But and that's it. Mashmah, you have to stand in which is Chesh Hatzin says you put your clothing, your talis is also really good enough. Anything, some people say if you're wearing your jacket at the same time, so it becomes a bottle to you, so it's not considered like you put something else on. But talis is Mashmah, it's Mashmah the Shatzin, even a person's talis that he's wearing, he's not completely, he's not logosh in it, he has an external thing on top of him. Anything that's Chesh it's between the head is really good enough. Some people have the minhag even the whole year round not to kneel on their knees. Also not really clear. If a person kneels, so, no Issa D'oraisa. Even on the stone thing, there's nothing. There's Issa D'rabbanan. Issa D'rabbanan is only Shtachavo when a person puts himself all the way down. Pardon? Oh, so this Hagoi. This Chukas Hagoi is not brought down anyway. The closest Makoi of anybody is Stipler said, Abraham Kiesi said that his father brought him up that way not to do it. And he said, that was the smashma, that's a Chukas Hagoi. It's something that we all know, and we'll say, but if you look in the Pasuk when they talk about it, nobody brings down such an Issa Bechlal. The Issa is an Issa either to go on a carpet ground and do a Pishat Yadayim Raglaim, when a person is mishtachaveh on a stone ground, but kriya, which we do on our knees, is nothing at all, no issa. And Yom Kippur on a carpet is also really not an issa. Matter Prime says we do it, these are all chumbas, al gabi chumbas. We're not, me'ikadil, there's no issa involved in these things. Now, the minhag of the Gaon was, they did Pishat Yadayim Raglaim on Yom Kippur. He put himself flat out on the ground, which is real. The real way of doing hishtachavo is Pishat Yadayim Raglaim. We don't do it. Why we don't do it is not clear. In the Menhagim of the Gaon, what's it called? The Maisarav HaChodosh, who brings down that's what the Gaon did it, he said the reason why we don't do it was because the Kibbutz Matzah at the bottom of the Roshim were too small. That's the best excuse you can find. It got too small. A picture of the anagram takes up a lot of space. And well, from them is gewon that the minig is like that. But the real way Chai Odom is mashma is to do with picture of the anagram. Others want to suggest that yes, if you do picture of the anagram, it could involve Issa Deraisa if you don't on a stone ground. So in order not to run into a chashash of Issa Deraisa, therefore we don't do it. In Valojan, the minig was on Simchas Torah, the Holy Yeshiva and Lenzach Mysteries to get together. After that kofas, whenever it was, they used to say Aleinu l'shabayach, and Vanachnu Kerem, the whole yeshiva did pishut d'amraglam. That was the Gaon used to do it in his clothes over there in Vilna, and from there went across to Valojin. They used to do pishut d'amraglam and Lel Simchas Torah. There's a the Chasam Sofer when he learned by his Rebbe, Rebbe Nosson Adler. So and the pilas afar every day was with the pishut d'amraglam. The Rav of the Shtot was the Machzor Shekel, and people went to complain to the Machzor Shekel. You've got the here, two Choshev Yidin in town are doing Pishut D'Daim Raglaim every day in Nefilas Apayim. And the Gemara says that for Tzaddik, if he does Nefilas Apayim, the Pishut D'Daim Raglaim, then it's a chashash. If it's not going to be answered, people are going to say this Tfilas aren't Mekubel in Shomayim. So Talmud Chochem shouldn't do it. Machzor Shekel said, it could be you've got a tain over here. But I've never seen an Avarian who has a taiva to do Pishut D'Daim Raglaim in Nefilas Apayim. So if these are the first two Avayonim that I see are doing Nefilas Apayim, and Pishut D'Daim Raglaim, the Pilas Apayim, I'm not going to stop them to do it. Again, the musik of doing Pishut D'Daim Raglaim is something that doesn't really involve any surim, and the others will makbet to do it other times here. When it comes the rest of the year doing exercises, there's also something which is not so clear. You do exercises the rest of the year on press-ups. The person does press-ups on the ground. There's a problem of Pishut D'Daim Raglaim. A person has a stone ground, and let's over here, Balatas, a person goes on the and does pushes himself up and he's lying flat. When he's down on the ground, he's lying flat on the ground. Is it a shadow of the rice or not a shadow of the rice? It's not. So Rabbi Yashiv says that all B'dikis Chometz are the same price. Rabbi does B'dikis Chometz, he goes under, he's got a floor made in his kitchen, made out of tiles, not upstairs, he's got a carpet, he goes on a floor, a wooden floor, which could involve maybe this is Rabbanon, or does Pishut D'Daim Raglaim, is it a problem or not? So Rabbi Yashiv said that the Issur D'Oraisa, like we're saying, when I do Ishtachavo, and I don't do the Ishtachavo, I do Ishtachavo, even to the Ben Shleilim, but I do the Ishtachavo on a stone ground, as an Issur D'Oraisa, lying flat on the ground, and not doing it. I'm lying flat on the ground only as an order, a way of exercises, a way of checking under the cupboard, doesn't constitute a shtachavo. The metzias of a shtachavo is doing it, to bow down to the thing. The staple is Yidua, he once fell down in the stoop, wherever he was, in the Chav Rashbam, and as he was falling down, he was shouting, pick him up, ever maskis. He was worried that it was going to be over, and this is the right since falling in that. It's not something, whether the staple did it, but to Chumro, whether it was Ikedin, one needs to know. Or back upon him, they possibly take on that there's no Issa Deraisa the way we do it. Only Allah Sanz does the same Shachavah. So to sum up, when it comes to Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Ikezach Havada is the Avodah of Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is a Malchus Ikezach. The person is Machnia himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. On Yom Kippur, the Avodah is an Avodah that the Ribbono Shel Olam is as I grow, how can I stand up when I see front of the Ribbono Shel Olam? The place to put the Chatzitza is between one's head. Most of us aren't loyal to do Pishut D'Daim Raglaim Hagam, as the Minig is Mashma used to be that way around. Of a person, when he does do it, like a poem, should make sure there should be hefsek between his head until and finishes the words HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bishem, the Makabazan, the Tfilis, the Makabazan, the Makashemayim, the Zev Stavzan, as the Zechat, the Akut Gebench, the Yom, the Tzishem.